The Apostle Paul, who we hear about in the first reading today, was really a very interesting person who had to adjust and deal with so many things. Firstly, he had to go through this great conversion. Paul was unbelievably serious about everything in his faith. So serious, in fact, that when people came along and started preaching about Jesus, he decided to kill them, or at least to have them killed by bringing letters from the Roman government. The Jews had a very interesting relationship with the Roman people. As we hear in the reading, they've been expelled from Rome. Today, if you go to Rome, there's a section of Rome, it's become very trendy, but it wasn't historically very trendy, called the Jewish Ghetto. And it was called the Jewish Ghetto because the Jews were under a curfew in Rome and had to get inside the gates of the Jewish Ghetto every night. They were only allowed to be out during certain times. Rather than take this away so that it could be forgotten, the Jewish community decided to make this a place front and center to remind themselves of the struggles that they faced because of their faith. We know that Paul has this magnificent conversion, and he is now trying to convince people of the very thing that has changed his life, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, he is the Lord. But most importantly, he saves. Now, what's interesting here in this reading, and the reading you're not going to hear, but from tomorrow, is that in this little section of the Acts of the Apostles, almost everything that we could experience as human beings is caught up in these readings. Paul didn't know what to expect when he first encountered Jesus. The people that he was called to join didn't trust him, understandably so, because he was the one that was rounding them up to have them killed. Not an easy guy to trust right away. As he began to proclaim the good news, some believed, but many were hostile, just as Paul had been. Tomorrow, we're going to hear immediately what follows this, and Paul's going to be in court. He's not going to know how things are going to turn out, and this poor court official, a guy named Sosthenes, when the judge refuses to hear it, people just beat him up for no reason whatsoever. Now, why do I mention all of these things that happened so long ago, and probably things that are of little interest to anybody except scripture scholars? Because life is really about the unexpected. Mr. Brockman reminded your parents about the time that probably to them doesn't feel all that long ago when they could hold you and keep you safe. They didn't have to worry about you because they could hold you in their arms. You weren't mobile, so you really couldn't get into much trouble. And then little by little, you grew. You crawled, you walked, you left the house on your own, you went to school. Little by little, your parents had to kind of let go. And then you get to moments like this, where you're really celebrating, I think, something quite significant in your life. Obviously, your eighth grade year was not what you expected it to be. The fact that for the first time in over 100 years we have eighth graders on campus was not something we ever imagined would happen again at CBC. But these two events were brought together in the providence of God because you are made in God's image and likeness, and God has high hopes for each one of you. There's more. We say here at CBC, for those of you that are not maybe familiar, every prayer we begin We say, let us remember we are in the holy presence of God. If we heard tomorrow's reading, we'd hear God speak directly to Paul saying, do not be afraid. I'm told that that is the most common phrase or words like it in all of the Bible. It is said over and over and over again. Don't be afraid. Do not fear. It is said in miraculous moments, like when the Blessed Virgin Mary is asked by the angel Gabriel to become the mother of Jesus. The angel Gabriel first says, do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. It is found in difficult moments where there are great challenges that face people. But both in good times and in not so good times, you are never alone. Now, Mr. Batliner will, in fact, have to change his line for you when you come in next year. Welcome to the best 4.5 years of your life. Hopefully, it has been a good time. And we've learned together. We've learned a little bit about how to prepare you for life here at CBC. And you've learned a little bit from us about what it means to be in a school founded by St. John Baptist of La Salle, to be surrounded by teachers who are willing not only to teach, but also to learn, to be in a community that, quite frankly, challenges you to become better tomorrow than you are today. And when those things don't happen, to be part of a community that does not abandon you, but helps you to grow with us into a better person. Jesus, in the gospel, reminds us that he is always with us, and he does so in a rather confusing way. It's a reminder that in our relationship with God, life is about mystery. We do not know what lies ahead. In many ways, that's a good thing. Sometimes it's good we don't know what lies ahead because it helps us to just enjoy the moment, to recognize how wonderful things are in this time and in this place. We celebrate with you tonight your accomplishments, and we look forward to the things that God will continue to accomplish in and through you for the world. You've gotten a head start in being brothers for life, and hopefully you've gotten a little taste of what it means to be men for tomorrow, which probably seems a very long way away at your graduation. You'll hear this from me now, you'll hear it at the beginning of the school year, and you'll hear it from those seniors who know all too well these next 4 years are going to go by faster than you can imagine. Over and over again, we hear, I can't believe. You told me, but I didn't believe it. Now, believe it. Don't waste a moment of your experience here. Look back and celebrate on your accomplishments and take advantage of the things that will help you to grow the most. And through it all, remember that you are always in the holy presence of God.